This is the oral history taken from Mike Salto on August 6, 2010.
My name is Mike Salto. My birthday is September 7th, 1986. And my hometown is Thousand Oaks, California.
And where did you study meteorology?
Studied meteorology at the University of Washington in Seattle.
How did you become interested in the weather?
Basically by moving to a place that had weather. I was kind of interested as a kid, but weather came up so little in California, I never really picked up on it. And then I move up to Seattle and, stuff starts to happen and I get excited and, just decided I wanted to study it. So.
Okay, and how long have you been with the Weather Service?
Been with the Weather Service for, about 3 years. Yeah, about 3 years. Because I started when I was in school as a SCEP student in Seattle and was at Elko for a year and a half and then came here last November.
All right, Mike, so going to surface analysis, can you give me a definition of surface weather analysis?
Probably not a formal definition, but I would say it's basically just sort of mapping out what's going on in the atmosphere right now at the lowest levels, surface. So our job is just to draw, boundaries between air masses, fronts, high and low pressure systems, and then if we can, do any sort of smaller scale analysis, whether it be, thunderstorms, outflow boundaries, things like that.
And why do you think surface analysis is important to the field?
I think it's very important because those features have, great effect on the weather that's going on. So it's really important to know where they are at that moment if you want to try and forecast what's going to happen in the future. You can't just rely on models. You got to go on what's happening in the atmosphere.
And who are the main users of surface analysis charts?
The field might be one of the main users, but anyone who has an interest in meteorology is going to be using the charts, whether it be just the casual, weather nerd, or, aviation interests might have a, interest in that for wind shifts or things like that. So there's a wide variety of users.
Do you use it?
Yes, I do sometimes when I want to see, what's coming our way. Especially if I've been off for a while, I'll check the charts and see what's going on.
All right. You work the surface desk. So after the ops come in, what's your procedure or methodology in creating the surface map?
Well, first I'll sort of step back and take a wide, wide angle view of what's going on. See if I can just make a rough placement of any sort of fronts and, just basic stuff like that, and maybe using the previous analysis as a guide. And then I'll start, just zooming in and getting it more detailed, and I'll start looking at the obs, different model charts, whether it be looking at moisture convergence, thickness, things of that nature, just all the basic mass fields that the models give us. And then, just sort of go section by section and try and, place the features.
How do you find a cold front?
Cold front, well, there's different ways to find it. Sometimes they can be hard to find. In the winter, there's usually a pretty good temperature gradient and a wind shift, so a lot of times those are pretty easy to find. In the summer, a lot of times the temperature gradient is not that much, and the wind shift might even be sort of confounded by thunderstorms and things of that nature. So a lot of times you'll look for a dew point change. You might have to use pressure rises and stuff like that to find where the main trough is passing by. So you got to look a lot of different things together to really get a good picture of where it's at.
Okay, warm fronts I know tend to be a little more challenging. So how do you do anything different?
Warm fronts, they can be. I mean, in the winter, you look for temperatures again, and the trick there I found is not to put it too far north because you want it sort of at the southern edge of the temperature gradient. So that's an issue that arises a lot in the winter, so that's what I try and look for. In the summer, same thing, you just try and look for maybe more of a dew point contrast than the temperature contrast, just because you don't get the huge temperature differences in the summer.
Okay, and are there ever difference in opinions on frontal structure and placement?
Often, yes. In the winter, like I mentioned before, there are differences in opinion on where the warm front is often. You know, some people place it further north, others will place it further south. Sometimes it gets confused with the coastal front, so you can have, you know, arguments there. And in the summer, sometimes you can get arguments of, you know, which trough the front is in, whether it's in leading trough, or is that outflow, or is that the actual front. It can be confusing a lot of times, and because of that, you'll get a lot of different opinions on where it's at.
For the unified analysis, mm-hmm. you coordinate with?
For the unified analysis, we'll coordinate with both TPC and OPC. TPC does sort of the Gulf waters in Mexico, and then OPC does the Atlantic and the Pacific. And so, yeah, those are the main people we coordinate with.
So you have a while to go in the Weather Service. So what do you see as the next step in technology for surface analysis?
Next step in technology for surface analysis. I don't know. I mean, better maybe short-range models might help, like upgrades and models sort of like the RUC becoming more accurate, because I'll use the RUC right now because it's a, you know, rapidly updating model. So if you could get something more higher resolution and something more accurate, I think that'd offer a lot of help to surface analysts.
And have you thought about the future use of the surface analysis chart or the products that we'll be issuing?
No, I can't really see a huge change, at least in the near future. I mean, the surface analysis kind of is what it is. It's used sort of as a starting point for the forecast, and I don't think that's really going to change because, despite what happens in technology, there's always going to be just the basic chart of what's going on right now, you know. Unless a model can somehow figure out where a front is, which is, we're a ways off from that. So I think for now it's sort of, you know, it's going to be what it is for a while.
That was my last question. Do you think the human analyst will ever be replaced?
Yeah, the human analyst, I think, has maybe even a longer future than the forecaster, because there's so many different things that a model can pick up on. You sort of need the human to decide which thing is which, and you're going to need a pretty advanced computer to sort of figure that thing out. So I think it's one of the most important things we do here, just because of the effects that the weather systems have, you know, whether it be on temperature, winds, things like that. Can't really stress the importance enough of that. So just, you know, minor differences in placement of a front have a huge impact on the sensible weather. So, you know, it's up to us to get it right and, you know, convey that information to the field.